Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is programming languages. I guess you all know where you're going. You've been here before. So, my name is Axel Simon. This is Michael Petter. We're going to share this lecture, meaning that I'm going to present you with the first six lectures, and then you'll have a bank holiday, and after that you'll be coming back relaxed, and then you'll listen to Michael Petter. So this is like a rather small lecture, and programming languages, the topic is huge, and we've just picked more or less two topics that match our own interests. So I'm going to talk about, in a second. So there's 12 lectures. We will have one written exam, and this used to be a very small course, and due to that we have one exam. Why does this not work? Pen? Oh, yeah, now it works. Okay, so there's one written exam. We usually do not have a repeat exam, which means you better pass the exam. In exceptional cases, we have oral exams. But we believe this is okay, because it's doable, and it's not a very big lecture, so it's kind of like a pain to have two exams if the second one is just for two people or something like that. Okay, so we have the topics concurrency, that's me, and then we have object orientation in programming languages. Those are the two topics. So in the first part, my part, the concurrency, I'm going to discuss low-level concurrency, what happens inside a modern out-of-order execution processor, where are the problems with caches and the pipelining execution. Then I'm going to talk about algorithms and I'm going to discuss like memory barriers, and then on top of that we will discuss lock-free algorithms and locks and monitors, the classic way of programming concurrently or communicating between different threads on a common concurrent machine. And then we will discuss transactional memory, which is a concept where communication happens in transactions, which is borrowed from databases. This can happen in software and in hardware, and recently in hardware, but Intel had a bug, and so it's gone again. And the second part is object orientation. Do you want to say something about that? I'll just stand here.
So topics in this will revolve around all the aspects that you get when you start with object orientation, and also topics that are going to interest you if you want to go beyond the limits of current mainstream implementations of object orientation. That means we're going to talk about dispatching to methods. Well, when you have a method call, you might wonder which of the methods that that implement the signature will be actually jumped to whenever this call is reached. That is what method dispatching is about. Then we will talk about several ways of implementing inheritance. The standard way you will have covered already in the introductory lectures at this university. Here we were going to talk about multiple inheritance as it is done, for example, in C++ or Common Lisp. Then there's mixins and traits as kind of alternatives to the standard multiple inheritance implementations with all the good and bad that comes from that. Then there's prototype-based languages as a version of doing kind of object-oriented programming without a static type system. And yeah, depending on how much time is left for us, we'll talk about aspect orientation and generics and templates and programming languages as well. So that's it for me.
Okay, thank you. So this is nearly the last slide. Now the administration, as you might have noticed, the lecture is today at 2:15. It will be every Wednesday except the dates mentioned, which is Christmas, New Year, and like this Buß und Betag in Germany. And this is exactly the dividing line between my lectures and Michael's lectures. The slides are online, usually very briefly before, because I make last-minute changes. I'm going to try to put them up a few days in advance, like a day in advance, or at least, well.
However, if you really want to prepare very well, you could also consider getting the slides from last year. They will have a few changes, but largely it will cover similar topics, I would say.
That's true. So we could just put the slides from last year back up. Yeah, we could do that. We should do that. It is. Oh, dear. So
the new one is 259 at the end.
Interesting. Okay, well, you'll find it on our webpage, which means you just take the first part and then... Okay, so this one correction I have to do already. Okay. URL. So the exercises will be done by Julian. So there's a tutorial or like exercise session, which... we don't track your attendance as usual, but experience has shown people who attend the tutorials, like, so there will be exercise sheets, and you will, if you prepare the exercise sheets, if you have then questions and you go to the tutorials, doing all that will increase your chance of passing the exam considerably. So we do recommend that you participate in these. We did discuss the 8 o'clock slot on Friday morning, and we decided to move it back to increase the probability of you passing the exam. Now, the thing is, then obviously, as usual, when you do that, you get emails from people who have a clash, for instance, with program optimizations. May I ask, who is also attending program optimization? Okay, those are a few hands, like 8. What we could do, we don't need the whole slot. We could try to do the tutorial session for programming languages at 10 o'clock sharp, let it run for 1 hour, and then at 11 o'clock we could run the tutorial session for program optimization. And if things take a long time, program optimization can, go on a bit past 12, because it seems that this lecture hall is not taken immediately afterwards. So we might look into that and discuss it with the others, but would that be okay for everybody? Okay.
It also means that we would try to do it in the same room, so that you don't have to travel around and lose time with that.
Yeah, so then the tutorial session will be here in this room, which is not the ideal room, but it'll work. Okay, so there we go. And the tutorial session will not start this Friday, it will start next Friday, because I don't have an exercise sheet yet, and I'll give you one next Wednesday, and then you have 2 days to do it and to look at it, but it's not so hard, really. It should be doable. Well, I say it's not so hard. It's up to you to decide how hard it is. It's doable within 2 days. Okay, so Julia will mostly present the solutions. He will not do a summarization of the lecture, because that's what the lecture is for. So if you have questions still, you can, of course, go there of the general kind, but in particular if you have questions to the exercises. Okay, and that's it from the administrative part. Now